Hare Krishna. It is with great pleasure in our hearts that we can welcome His Holiness Patasharati Maharaj in the assembly of Vaishnavas, and also our long-term supporter Asit Krishna Prabhu from the Bhaktivedanta Ashram and many other wonderful Vaishnavas. We are coming towards the end of a 12-hour Akanda Kirtan. Kirtan means also to glorify the Lord, and I thought to tune all of us into a very prayerful mood. I would like to read a very opportune prayer, a prayer which might tune us in. It's so important when we chant. To always aspire for a relationship, a connection, a contact, a yoga with the person whose name we chant. So there's a very nice prayer to be empowered to chant with a connection. A prayer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O Gauranga, please do not fail to bestow your mercy upon me. Please make me your own and keep me close to your reddish lotus feet. In order to attain your lotus feet, I have really given up everything else. I have now taken full shelter of your cooling lotus feet. I have come in this family and I have gone. But coming in this family or that family, I now have left them all behind. I beg you to keep me close to your lotus feet. And I beg you, please call me your own. I have taken tight hold of your lotus feet. Kindly keep me there, always giving me their soothing shade. If you want to enjoy laughing and joking with friends and family, if this is really your desire, then listen to me. Don't go, don't go, don't go to Keshigat. There Sri Hari has taken the form of Govinda, who gives pleasure to all, whose crooked glance is captivating, whose mouth is gently smiling. Oh, he is standing in the Tribhanga pose. His complexion is so very effulgent, and his limbs are attractive like tender new leaves. The sound of his flute, which rests upon his lips, is the root cause of madness. Brother, have no faith in that person who wears a crest of peacock feathers. If you see that form of Krishna, you will not be able to return home again. Your family life will be destroyed. There will be great danger if you go there. If you want to enjoy material life, don't go to Vrindavan. Don't go to Keshigat. But if you want the bliss of Krishna consciousness, run, run, run to Vrindavan. Maybe I can request Burijan Prabhu to also come here. I will request you to say just two sentences at the end of the program. This marks the end of our Akanda Kirtan, which we did for 12 hours this time. But I would like to leave all of you with a thought, something which you take with you, something which you reflect in your life. Srila Rupa Goswami writes something very, very interesting about chanting the holy name, which I would like to share with you. I believe in the Govardhan, those who were in the Govardhan retreat have already heard this, but maybe not in this detail. See, as we chant the holy name, we really wish that our mind is there and connects with the personality of the holy name, that is Shishi, Radha and Krishna. And we really wish that our mind becomes absorbed, immersed. We wish that our mind becomes in fact colored. Colored with the color of Radha and Krishna, or that it adopts the meditation or the thought of Radha Krishna. We want the Radha and Krishna in our heart as we chant. However, there is a problem. Our mind doesn't want that always. In the deepest core, it wants it, but it thinks it can find this fulfillment of love somewhere else. And in this way, our mind and the mantra don't always become one. They seem to not mix. Rupa Goswami gave an example of this. He said that the sulfur, which is a certain chemical substance, and mercury, we say in Germany Quecksilber, I think there is also in English quicksilver, they don't mix. When you bring sulfur together with mercury, the mercury pearls away and runs away. Have you ever seen this fever thermometers? When it breaks, then the mercury runs away in little bullets, it runs. So when we bring here the holy name in our mind either runs away or just doesn't want to absorb it. But there are medicines in Ayurveda which sulfur and quicksilver, they have mixed. Do you know how? It takes a Kaviraj who will put sulfur and quicksilver together in one stone. Then he takes a pestle like this, and he rubs it, and he rubs it, and it sometimes takes him a day or 14 days, and then it's together. It's one substance. So Rupa Goswami, he says this, I heard this from Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, this process of bringing the mind and Krishna's holy name together, this rubbing together is when you chant in a mood of humility and helplessness. And I really wish to share this with you. More and more I'm asked to lead kirtans. And for me, kirtan, you know, devotees have a certain expectations. It should be Krishna conscious, the kirtan. It should be nice. That's why they invite me and give me prasadam. But I know I can't fulfill that expectation because my mind and the holy names don't mix, and then I can't give this to the devotees. So it's often a very agonizing experience in the beginning that one chants, but one is not in relationship with Radha and Krishna. We have heard that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, the exalted guide of spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when he chanted and he didn't feel he was in relationship and the name would not reveal himself, he would jump into the Ganga in desperation, threatening to drown himself because he felt he was not chanting. It was not happening. The holy name didn't reveal himself. So my own experience is that very often it is, I'm not Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, so I'm not that desperate, unfortunately, but it is, I'm trying to chant, but Krishna is just not coming. The name is not coming. It's just chewing the alphabet, so to say. And at that time, I have noticed you have to become humble about it. You have to come to a state where you really feel helpless. You have to confront this. You should not be complacent. You should not accept, oh well, this is how I will spend the rest of my life without Krishna. No? And just a performer devotee, just a performer chanter. You must crawl on your belly at that time. That's an English expression for humility. You know, bow down, mister, bow down, sister, just pray that I am the most wretched person. I've forgotten you for so long, I know. But is this how you deal with your lost servants? I mean, this is, of course, a little protestful. No need to talk like this to Krishna. Let us talk respectful. Please, I've heard you are very merciful. I've heard you are Patita Pavana in the form of your name. Kindly, kindly take pity upon me. And this type of sincere request can move the heart of the Lord, so that, which is usually still like a lake, a deep, deep lake. And at that time, when the heart of the Lord becomes moved with a soul who is sincerely crying for his mercy, at that time, that the water of the heart becomes moved with a feeling of compassion, a feeling which extends to a pitiable soul, a fallen soul, and then in waves, now the lake is moving, but it's moving towards you, the person who's pitiful, and then in waves the mercy of the holy name comes. This is the only way to chant. Trinada piso nichina. It's a feeling of humility, a feeling of helplessness, and not giving up. And also something which I want to say as a feedback to all of you. You have been a wonderful group. It was really an excitement to teach you and to try to guide you. There's something I want you to consider, though. You need to have a little bit more respect of the holy name. You need to know this is Krishna who comes, and I have to be respectful. When there is kirtan, I must be there. I must participate because it's Krishna who is coming. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls it affectionate respect to the holy name. That is very important. Affectionate respect. Not just respect in awe and reverence. Affectionate respect. This is a point you kindly take home, and I have observed many of you, and it is said, if it fits you and it helps you, these two words, affectionate respect, that might be something which you want to take home and so on. But now I'm slowly giving up this dress of a teacher, which doesn't suit me very well, because I'm very low class and ignorant. I will not get on your nerves any longer, I promise. Try to motivate you and so on. It was a wonderful retreat. Tomorrow we have the closing session, but already I know many of you devotees have needed to leave into the airplanes and make this terrible mistake to leave Vrindavan. So we see each other tomorrow for a very important last session. I would like to use this opportunity, where you are all still here, to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Really, I could really see you were working very hard. And I can imagine, I can guarantee you, Giriraj has seen you. Giriraj has seen your tears. Giriraj has seen your effort. And he will say Krito Gyoham to you. Krito Gyoham is a Sanskrit word. It means, I know what has been done. Giriraj has seen it. He knows what all of you have done. I'm sure you will see in your lives waves upon waves upon waves of Kripa. So, thank you very much. Vrijan Prabhu, kindly say some words to conclude this 12-hour kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Personally, I found that it's very exciting, because the potency of the Sankirtan pulls one in to what? Pulls one in to relationship with Krishna, or even one step before that, it pulls one in to desiring to be again in relationship with Krishna. Krishna bhule se jeev anadiya bahimuk. And this seems, to me, this seems the essence of the question, and I'm sure it will come up tomorrow in concluding words and comments, is how to increase the desire, how to make consistent the desire and increase it to be with Krishna. It is like the appetite of a person. Even if one is presented with a great feast, if one doesn't have an appetite, then that feast is not appealing, no matter how wonderful it is. So similarly, the crux of the issue, it seems, is to increase our desire. Tataraloyam apimulam ekalam. If we can do this, then Krishna's reciprocation will be manifest. Far will be manifest. So why don't we think about this question, and we'll discuss it tomorrow, how to maintain and increase a desire, because as Maharaj said, that great unfortunate event is looming for many. The magic, exiting the magical atmosphere of Braja, where everything is possible. So how to somehow keep that desire alive and inflamed, even more inflamed, so that the turning becomes complete. So why don't we think about that question, and tomorrow I'm sure it will come up, because the main issues or the main thrust of the closing is what we call Japa Retreat or Gopinath Retreat Part 2. What do we do when we leave, and how to keep the desire burning in our hearts? So that's what I wanted to say.
Good night.
Balogiri Raj Maharaj Ki, Balogiri Raj Maharaj Ki.